Okay, so this is the Mei HaShiloach. It's the Rebbe of Ishbitz. He was a student of the Kutzker Rav, and he broke off with him. It was controversial. And he is considered one of the most controversial Hasidic Rebbes because he's very different than other Hasidic Rebbes because he's into, like, independence in a way that Hasidut usually isn't. And the legend is, for those of you who speak Hebrew will like this, that when the book was originally going to be published, it was in the warehouse, and people who were opposed to him came into the warehouse, and they vandalized the books. And instead of Mei HaShiloach, which means like the living, flowing waters, they changed this chet to a vet. So what does it turn into? Well, what's that? Mei HaShiluv. You know what that is? Sewage water, like from the toilet. So that's how controversial he was, okay? This is, I think, maybe the deepest thing I've read in a long time, okay? So, he starts out saying that the distance between Parsha Yitro and this week's Parsha is like the highest, highest mountain to the lowest, lowest bottom of the lowest well. Because we went from revelation and being like totally connected with Hashem, and we went there into the fix for a Jewish slave that went and stole something, and he's caught, and he's sold by the Beit Din to repay his debt. Right? That's crazy. Did you ever think of that? Like, Har Sinai, how to sell a Jewish slave. Right? It's crazy. Okay? So, and the other thing is that it doesn't even tell us that this guy stole something and that's why he's being made a slave. We don't learn that until the next parak, okay, about what happens when somebody steals something. It just says when you buy a Jewish slave, okay? So what he says is, the pasuk says, ki tikne eved ivri, when you acquire or buy a Jewish slave, but tikne sounds a lot like tikkun. So how to fix the person who stole something, okay? Is anybody getting an idea of where this might be going from the highest, highest heights where we were like in Gan Eden on Har Sinai to somebody who steals something? Can you see where it's taking us? Okay? Okay. So it doesn't mention that he stole it. And even what this is showing, this slaves being sold into slavery, begins the world of fixing. And this hints at Adam Harishon, Adam, coming into this world. Because what happened? He had to fix his sin. And what was his sin, essentially?
Take a bite of.
Right? And what essentially was taking a bite of this tree?
Stealing,
right? He stole something that didn't belong to him. And he couldn't give it back, right? So when the thief is caught in the Torah, and he can't give it back, he can't pay whatever
so
the...
So now he needs to do debt slavery.
Yeah.
For God?
Yeah. And that's basically what we all have to do. So then he quotes the Zohar, and he says that there was the first original man before the sin. When he sinned, his whole persona, whatever that was, we don't even know what that was darkened and made smaller. So he had to make himself smaller in order to go into this world of tikkun, where he had to fix himself in what he did. Okay? So I think what he's telling us is that for all of us, we're in this world to fix ourselves, right? And in order to be fixed, we kind of have to sell ourselves into slavery. But slavery to whom?
To God.
And how are we slaves? What do we have to do?
Obey him.
Yeah, the mitzvot, right? So when... And we all have times in our lives where sometimes we feel like we're perfect, like we just got on a Mount Sinai, right? Hopefully you have a lot of those times in your life, okay? But sometimes we feel really high, we feel really good about ourselves, but then you always have to know that when you come crashing down, when you make a mistake, because we're human and we all mistakes, we're in the world of tikkun, and we just rededicate ourselves to Torah and mitzvah. Okay, thanks, guys.